This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Stanley Tucci is usually cast as the heavy. Perhaps he's now best known for his role as the accused in last season's episodes of Murder One. Now he's starring in Big Night, a movie comedy about family, food, and the eternal conflict between art and commerce. Tucci also co-wrote and co-directed the film. We'll talk with him about it in just a few minutes. First, a review from our film critic, John Powers.
Ever since eating replaced sex as our culture's biggest turn-on, we've seen more and more movies about cooks. And this makes perfect sense. Whether it's Tampopo, Babette's Feast, or Like Water for Chocolate, one thing is clear. Audiences are eager to devour an enjoyable movie about food. In the new film Big Night, the Italian food looks so sumptuous it'll probably send you running to the nearest trattoria. But Big Night is much more than just a celluloid aperitif. This tender comedy is one of the year's very best movies. Set on the New Jersey shore in the late 1950s, Big Night is the story of Primo and Secondo Pelaggi, immigrant brothers who own a small restaurant named Paradise. Their business is failing because Primo, played by Tony Shalhoub, is a wizard chef who insists on cooking the refined Italian cuisine that didn't catch on in the States until the 1970s. Secondo, played by Stanley Tucci, is the front man. Both maitre d' and waiter, he looks longingly at the crowded Italian restaurant up the street, with its lounge singer belting O Sole Mio, and its dishes that come wreathed in spectacular flames. Its owner, Pascal, wonderfully played by Ian Holm, keeps urging the brothers to adopt American ideas of success. Give people what they want, he says. What they want becomes painfully clear each time Secondo serves their unadventurous patrons one of his brother's sophisticated dishes.
Excuse me, didn't you say that this was going to be rice with seafood?
Yes. Yeah. That is, Italian arboreal rice, the best. And then with shrimp and scallop and...
I just don't see anything that looks like a shrimp or a scallop. It's not what I expected. But I get a side order of spaghetti with this, right?
Why? Well, no.
I thought all main courses come with spaghetti.
Well, some, yes, but you see, risotto is rice, so it is a starch, and it doesn't go really with pasta.
But I don't...
Honey, order a side of spaghetti, that's all. And I'll eat your meatballs.
Yeah, he'll have the meatballs.
Well, the spaghetti comes without meatballs.
There are no meatballs with the spaghetti?
No, sometimes spaghetti likes to be alone.
Big Night's directors, Stanley Tucci and Campbell Scott, are two actors who've obviously grown weary of giving people what Hollywood wants. In fact, their movie is something of a love letter to the great Italian comedies of the 50s and 60s, especially the early work of Fellini. Big Night is funny, but not in the flatulent vein of Jim Carrey or Eddie Murphy. It's worldly, not vulgar. And it loves its characters instead of mocking them. The movie's all about keeping your integrity while trying to survive, but it doesn't belabor the point. Instead, it lovingly captures the poetry in small details, like Secondo's fussy way of straightening the chairs before opening time, or Primo's slow burn when his brother suggests dropping risotto from the menu. Tony Shalhoub is marvelously droll as Primo, who'd sooner return to Italy than sacrifice his principles to the criminals and Philistines who prefer bad food. While Secondo reveres his older brother's artistry, he also wants to make enough money to get married and buy a Cadillac. Not so much to ask, really. Secondo is the richest role of Tucci's career, and he's both funny and moving as a decent, deeply divided man who's always hustling in an attempt to please everyone, his idealistic brother, his fiancée Phyllis, and his demanding lover Gabriella, who just happens to be his friend Pascal's wife. She's played by Isabella Rossellini, in her wittiest performance ever. As the title suggests, the whole movie builds to one big night. To publicize their restaurant, the brothers invite the famous bandleader Louis Prima to join them and their friends for a special feast. Naturally, events spin out of control in an explosion of food and wine and emotional fireworks. But what makes Big Night special is not this bravura sequence, but its aftermath, once everything gets quiet again. The movie ends with the year's loveliest scene, in which cooking an omelet leads to the brothers' reconciliation, both with each other and with their shared destiny. Far more satisfying in its nuances than most films are in their grandiose effects, Big Night is risotto in a world of spaghetti and meatballs.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. This is Fresh Air.